is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. What a wonderful day it is today, and it doesn't matter if it's sunny in your area or there's 4 feet of snow. God gives us a variety, doesn't he? And whatever he sends our way, we should thank him. The Bible says he inhabits our praises. Some people tell me about all their problems, and I say, well, I know what your biggest problem is. They say, what is that, Pastor? I say, you're not praising God enough. Well, how can I praise him, Pastor, when all these terrible things are happening to me? Well, that's probably why. Praise him more. Praise him in all things. Give him thanks, because you know that all things work together for good for them who love the Lord. But listen, we've got a great song for you. Walt Mills, he's a good friend of mine, and he recorded this song, and you're going to love it. And right after this beautiful music, I'm going to begin my message immediately thereafter. And it's a very special series. You might laugh a little bit when you hear the title, but you stay tuned, because you're going to have to answer this question yourself. Just what kind of dog are you? Well, today we're going to have spiritual instruction from the canine core. Could that be possible? Well, you just stay with us and get out your pen and paper, because we're going to give you a lot of scriptures so that you can determine just what kind of dog you are. I know what kind of dog I am. I know I'm a saved dog. I know that for sure. All dogs go to heaven, they say. Well, we'll see. Now, Walt Mills in this wonderful praising to our Lord through song and music.
The cross that he gave may be heavy, but it may outweigh his grave. The storm that I fear may surround me, but it ne'er excludes his face. The cross is not greater than his grave. The storm cannot hide his blessed face. I am satisfied to know that with Jesus here below, I can come. The thorns in my path are not sharper than the crown he wore for me. The cup that I drink, not more bitter Gethsemane. His will I have joy in fulfilling. as I'm walking in His side. My all to His love I am bringing. It alone can and His grace. The storm cannot hide His blessed face. I am satisfied to know that with Jesus here below, I can come. Every foe. I am satisfied to know that with Jesus here below, I can conquer every foe. Well,
today I promised you a sermon along the lines of just what kind of dog are you? Spiritual instruction from the canine core. Maybe very unusual, but you know, I am a dog lover. I'm going to have to admit it. Now, I'm not a member of this PETA group and all of that. I don't put dogs before people. I really don't. But on the other hand, there are some dogs that I do prefer to some people. Now, maybe if those people behaved, it wouldn't be that way. You know, a lady sent me, I get all kind of books and things in the mail, and a lady, I can't remember just where, let's see, this is from Missouri. She sent me this little book, and I sort of enjoyed reading it. You'd be amazed at the kind of things I read. When I'm not reading conspiracy books, I read books like this, you see. Will I see Fido in heaven? I thought that was an interesting topic. And you know, the author made a very good case that our pets will be with us in heaven. Now, some of you will scoff and laugh at that, and it's okay. But you know, the Bible says that the Lord wants to give you what you desire. And the Bible says that you receive not because you ask not. Now, I tend to believe that if you love your pet, it can be a cat, it can be a ferret, it can be a dog or a goat or a horse, and your pet dies, I believe that you can pray, and when you get to heaven, you just might see old Fido or Trigger or whatever in heaven with you. Because you see, that's a very small thing for God to do, who created the whole universe, to recreate that pet or animal. It's nothing at all for God to do. And if that's what you want, I cannot see any reason at all why God wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't He do it? I believe He is going to do it. Absolutely. Without question. I'm convinced of that. Now, the lady, Mary Buttermeyer Porter, that wrote this book, she has a lot of other scriptures and things in here. And they're really quite interesting. Now, I'm not going to get into that question necessarily of will you see Fido in heaven. Although that can be very consoling to somebody who's lost a loved pet. But, you know, it struck me that a sermon along this line would be very important. They say dogs are man's best friend, but a lot of women love dogs. And our dog seems to gravitate to Wanda more than me. He sleeps on her side of the bed, which is, you know, sort of nice. She's the one, you know, kicking at him, trying to get him to move over. And I have, you know, my way there. And I wonder about that. You know, dog could be God's best friend. We don't really know what kind of creatures are going to be in heaven. Talks about the beast before the throne. I think there's going to be some strange critters in heaven. And some of them are going to be maybe, hey, they might be more intelligent than us. I mean, I really don't know about those kinds of things. But it's going to be very glorious. I can tell you that much. You know, I began to think about this. Dogs are a lot like people. They really are. And I want to give you some thoughts about that. Dogs can be doggedly persistent, and people can too, can't they? Some people are so doggedly persistent they become stubborn, too stubborn. But I'm sure none of y'all have ever met anybody like that, so we won't discuss that too much. Dogs can be like people and be lazy. You ever seen an old lazy old dog? Well, have you ever seen a lazy old person? Probably. Maybe somebody you paid to do something around your house. And then you began to exclaim that lazy loud. They haven't got that done yet. Months have gone by. Dogs can be peppy and energetic. And some people are vivacious and peppy and energetic. Some dogs have no covering, like a hairless chihuahua. They look odd, don't they? Some people would say ugly, but that's all in the eye of the beholder. But you know, some people don't have a covering too. No obedience to God. No acceptance of Jesus. Hey, you've lost a covering. The old devil's going to do whatever he wants with you and your life. You're sort of like a dog that doesn't have any hair. And you're open to all of the elements of the world. Some dogs are smart and some people are smart. And some dogs are not so smart. They're stupid pets. Right? I don't really think so myself. I don't really think there are any stupid dogs. Maybe people, but not dogs. Think about this. David Letterman does stupid pet tricks, but Jerry Springer does stupid people tricks. What's the difference? Think about that. I propose there's not much difference. Some dogs are very perceptive and discerning, aren't they? Our little dog, any small sound that I can barely, maybe not at all, pick up with my hearing, my dog almost has a sixth sense. Suddenly it jumps up and runs out barking. That's the only thing my dog does worthwhile other than laying my lap. He barks when he hears a noise. That's probably good. You know, in case there's a burglar or something, my dog is going to get him. Well, he really won't get him, but he'll let me know. He'll yap enough that I'll go get him, right? I'm the one at risk. When you turn to your newspaper, you'll find there's a section for lost dogs and found dogs. And I believe that God has a book of life up there for found people. And then there are people whose names are not written in it, and they're lost people. So they're lost people and found people. Okay? Some people are yappers. Boy, don't they get in your nerves. Wanda always thanks the Lord that I'm not one of those. Right, Wanda? Well, some dogs are yappers, too, and they'll get on your nerves. Wanda and I, we lost our pet some years ago, and Muffin died. Went on to be with the Lord, I like to think. So we said, we'll have to get us another dog. So we were at the pet store, and we were looking through the pet books, you know, the breeds and everything. And we were really thinking of getting a Chihuahua, okay? And there we were standing in the book stop up north, and we were looking, and we were talking about a Chihuahua, and this lady, she didn't even know us. She just walked down the aisle, and she sees us looking at this breed book, at this picture of Chihuahua, and she says, she just suddenly just sticks her head between us and says, "You're not going to get a Chihuahua, are you?" Well, we were thinking about it. She says, "Oh, no, don't do that. My sister has 8 of them. And they just yap, 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 yap. They'll just drive you crazy. You do not want a Chihuahua." So we thanked her very kindly, you know. And about 5 minutes later, she went around. She came back again. "Y'all aren't still thinking about a Chihuahua, are you?" And this lady, 3 times, isn't that true? 3 times she came back to us insisting we did not want a Chihuahua. I thought that was sort of interesting. And it just so happened, honestly, this is the truth. It wasn't too many weeks till one day there in the ministry, Michelle, as the Lord is our witness, at the end of the work day, Michelle says, "There's a little dog out here." And it was a Chihuahua, was lost. So one and I took it home. We said, "This must be from the Lord." A little Chihuahua. But unfortunately, you know, we were not able to keep it. And we, you know, got it together with the real owners. And they were thrilled as can be. I have no idea how that dog got. He was about 10 miles from home. Went through the woods and everything, you know. We kept it for about 3 or 4 days. It was really a lovable dog. They're really quite lovable. But there's many other breeds. There are some dogs that are deadly. Would you agree? Look what happens to little kids. Pit bulls, is that a Now, are they bad because they're bad or because people make them bad? Well, that could be like people. There are people that deserve a chance, but other people make them bad. Maybe parents sometimes. It doesn't excuse us. We're each responsible to God, right? Wouldn't you agree? For our own behavior, our own conduct. But still, it makes it a little bit easier if you've been brought up in a way that's not abusive. Some dogs are like that, too. People just abuse them. Dogs can be loving. Would you agree? I'm not against cats. Maybe I'll give a cat talk in the future, so don't imagine I'm against cats. I'm just talking about dogs tonight.
Dogs think they're delicious.
Dogs what?
Dogs think they're delicious.
They think they're delicious?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the cat. I'm not going to get into that one. I'm not going to touch. I'll be in trouble with cat people. And if they're not here tonight, they'll be on the radio because this is going to be broadcast, so I have to be careful. Yes, dogs can be very loving. I think ours is love. We've had three in a row that were very loving, one and I. Or they can be cruel and vicious. There's a guy here, and, that's the name of his group. I've never even heard him sing a song, but evidently he's pretty popular in some circles. His name is Kinky Friedman. You ever heard him? I guess he's a country singer. He's quite popular. I didn't make this up. His name of his group is Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys. He is Jewish, and that's the name of his group. I promise you, I'm not being anti-Semitic. And he's really quite a comedian. He's written three or four novels, detective novels. I have not read any of his novels. Did a big story on him in American Statesman. And he has a little ranch out of town. And he's quite a humorist, too. And I think his books are sort of detective stories. They have a lot of humor. But he especially loves dogs. Kinky Friedman does. By the way, he was a big hit in New York City with all the Jews. He would play there at that Lone Star Cafe, you know. And, I don't know, they got a kick out of Kinky Friedman, the Texas Jew boy. A Gentile couldn't get away with that, of course, but I guess, you know, somebody who's Jewish could. But he said something that I found quite interesting. He said, he was asked about his dogs. He said he didn't really like pure breed dogs. He liked, Kinky said, I like, you know, just the old common Heinz 57 variety. He said, you know, if you've got let me just quote him. He said, if you got a lot of money, you can buy yourself a fancy dog. But it takes love to make it wag its tail. I thought about that. I like that quote. If you got a lot of money, you can buy yourself a fancy dog, meaning a bred, you know, a hybrid, registered papers and all. But it takes love to make it wag its tail. Pretty good quote, I thought. I can see why he is a humorist. Some dogs have a certain kind of reputation, don't they? And people have a certain reputation. Look at dogs. Think about a bulldog. Persistent. Stubborn. I remember a dog when I was just a little kid. The only time I was bitten by a dog. You know, first base was the gate to these people's home. But they had always warned us about this little dog. And I should have realized it because his name was Troubles. And when there's a bulldog and his name is Troubles, you don't stick your back end against the gate of a wire fence and not, you know, expect Troubles. And that's what happened to me one day. But it wasn't too, it mostly just scared me when Troubles grabbed a hold of me. But think about dogs having a certain reputation. Collies, you think of them as what? Rescuers? Intelligent? Yeah. St. Bernards are rescuers in the mountains and so forth. The bloodhounds, don't they sniff things out? I once read that the average dog has 40 times the sniffing, the smell or olfactory powers as do human beings. 40 times. That's just the average dog. But some of them, like bloodhounds, that's just astronomical. Sort of interesting. Terriers are known for their loyalty. Did you know, and Ripley's, believe it or not, if it can be believed, and I assume it can be, there was a little dog there whose master died. And I think for like 17 years, was it? Every day, this little dog, he made his abode. He would go to this tavern and restaurant, and they would feed him, you know, their steak leftovers or whatever. And after he had his little meal, he would dutifully go back to the cemetery, where he would just perch and go to sleep there. at the graveside of his master. And he did that, I think, for 17 years in Great Britain. This is a true story. Think about the loyalty of that little dog. That's pretty amazing. There was also the story of a man who died in a battle way back, you know, in the medieval period in Scotland. They thought he was dead. And they had so many dead in that battle. It was hand-to-hand combat. They buried him. But his dog dug him up. And he was still living. And he lived for 40 years longer. All thanks to that dog that saved his life. Sort of an interesting thing. So they're faithful dogs. I don't know what kind of dog that was. They're Dobermans and pit bulls that they say are dangerous, but some say are not. There's the Basenji. Any of you know of the Basenji breed? You know about them? Yeah, barkless dogs. I didn't know there was such thing. We had some people that we knew had them, and they call it chortling, you know. Ork, ork. That's strange to hear a dog. Ork, ork. It chortles, the Basenji. And it also can jump. It's not a big dog, but it can jump like 7 feet straight over a fence. So you have to have like a 9-foot fence to keep this little dog in. It's an incredible little dog. Well, there's all kinds of breeds of dogs, and that's sort of like Christians too, aren't there? We come from a lot of races. But of course, when you become a Christian, you're a member of just one race, right? You're all one in Christ, whatever your race is. A lot of people talk about the nature of dogs, that it should be excused what they do that's wrong. Isn't that true of people? A lot of people say he or she couldn't help it. It was just the way they were raised. We shouldn't blame them. So, you know, let's just close down all the prisons. They're not guilty, really. It was society's fault. Not too long ago, we heard this racket outside, and without going to big story, we woke up the next morning. We heard this racket, and we went out there, and there was a deer trapped in the house between us, you know, the fence. The house behind our house, and evidently, they have little dogs. They have two Chihuahuas and a Jack Russell Terrier, who's a little rascal. And they ran this deer all over their yard. That was the racket we heard. And then the deer tried to get out and got stuck in the fence. And only its shoulders and head, you know, were stuck in the fence on one side of the fence. And on the other side, these dogs were eating on it. That's pretty grotesque. But they say that's just a dog's nature, but doing what comes naturally. But I felt very sorry for the deer. Dogs can be domesticated, can't they? There's wild dogs, but they can be domesticated. And you know, sometimes I think it's possible for people to be domesticated too. We can be tamed. But sometimes the wildest people can only be tamed by God. Would you agree with me on that? I really believe that. I believe God can change the heart of the most callous person and make them soft and tender. And maybe a callous dog could be changed too. I'm not sure about that. So there's all kinds of things, you know, when we begin to think about dogs. And it's interesting, society loves dog tales and stories so much. I once researched presidents of the United States and their pets. Actually, I wrote several articles about this, believe it or not. I wrote a number of articles about presidents and their pets. This way back in my Air Force days before I got into the ministry. See what fun you can have? And I found out that Roosevelt had a little Scottish Terrier named Fela. And he got in a lot of trouble because he went on a trip on an aircraft carrier, on a little mission on an aircraft carrier, Navy. But he forgot his dog, and he made him turn around and go back and get his dog. And they said it was like, you know, $50,000 worth of fuel just to go back and get his dog. That sort of raised a little ruckus. John F. Kennedy liked to take PR pictures with animals, especially dogs. He once was quoted as saying, "Hugging a dog is worth 1,000,000 votes on election day." Isn't that something? People think you're nicer. They like you more. They say you hug. And that's why every president, even if they hate dogs, has to have a dog. See, poor old George Bush, he didn't like that dog at all. His wife liked it, right? But he didn't. And look at old Bill Clinton. This dog just pulled him everywhere, dragging him everywhere, boy. And he's such an actor and a liar. You know, he's I love this dog. Man, I love this dog. I love it. Yeah.
Nixon had a dog named Checkers, they say, that saved his political career. He gave a little speech and says, I'll never give up my dog Checkers, you know. People bought it, and he became President of the United States. Later on, in his memoirs, Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State, said something interesting about Nixon. Kissinger said that he was one time in Nixon's office, and he had this dog, and I think it was an Irish setter. I can't remember exactly. I believe it was. But the Irish setter would visit Nixon's office, and he would eat the rug, the carpet. And it was very, very expensive. You know, it has that the presidential seal and everything in it. And there's this dog just gnawing away at this carpet. Well, Nixon, you know, didn't know what to do, so every time the dog would start gnawing, he'd open up his drawer and take out a doggy bone and give to the dog. And Kissinger observed this 5 or 6 times in a row. You know, the dog would eat the bone and be still for a few minutes, and he'd start gnawing again, and then Nixon would say, here, boy. The president would give him a little doggy bone. Finally, you know, Kissinger said, Mr. President, do you realize you have now trained your dog to eat your carpet? You know, so... He was training his dog. He was, you know, this dog loved it. All I have to do is eat on the carpet. I'll get a bone. Hey. LBJ should have listened to John F. Kennedy. Maybe he did. He said, okay, I'll have some snapshots taken with dogs too. The only problem is, it was a picture of him pulling up dogs by the ears, holding them up, smiling for the camera. Well, everybody thought that was very cruel. And LBJ tried to explain, dogs don't hurt like that. It doesn't hurt them. But nobody believed him, and so he probably lost 1 million votes. They say that anyone who loves a dog has to be wonderful and kind. Would you agree? But Adolf Hitler loved his dog, they say. He had an Alsatian, which is, isn't it sort of like a German shepherd? They say he adored his dog. But he wasn't very kind, let's face it. Well, you can become famous with dogs. RCA Victor, remember that little dog? Looking quizzically, you know, that RCA Victor logo, when he hears something. I always wonder what song was playing that entertained the dog so much. Elvis got very famous. Remember that song? You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I've never been able to figure out what the words mean, how they relate to love. They tell me it's some kind of romantic song, but I haven't. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You've never caught a rabbit. You ain't no... I think that was his biggest song, though. Well, maybe I'm wrong about that, but probably somehow people liked that hound dog song. I can't figure it out, but they did. J. Edgar Hoover had a dog. His name was G-Man. Seems pretty appropriate.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars with Bible Home Church. We trust that you've been blessed with this message from the Word of God, and we hope that you will be with us next week as Pastor Tex Mars concludes with part 2 of his message, Just What Kind of a Dog Are You?
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.